Danger Zone!
Spoilers. Spoilers.
Spoilers.
I am talking!
Not even the Daleks ever subjected me to anything quite so arse-paralyzingly painful as that.
What?
Would you like me to repeat the question?
Spoilers!
Welcome to Playing Doctor Podcast Spoiler Edition.
Spoilers!
Spoilers! This is the weekly addendum bonus episode to Playing Doctor Podcast, where we talk about the most recent episode. So if you're not caught all the way up, you probably shouldn't listen to this entire podcast. But before we get to the spoilers,
we want to talk about Baltimore Comic Con.
Baltimore Comic Con.
It was so much fun.
I think it's not Baltimore Comic Con. It's Baltimore Awesome Con.
Balmer.
Murder City, as I like to call it.
Oh, yeah.
I got shot there twice.
No, you didn't.
I did this weekend. While we were at the con, I got shot twice and had to regenerate.
You did not. Stop lying to our audience.
That's why the beard's gone.
Rule one, Ben lies.
Yeah, well, rule one, Ben got the con crud and feels like crap.
Well, yeah, me too. So this is going to be a great episode because we're both feeling just magnificent.
Okay, and that's why the episode is somewhat late because we drove to Baltimore.
And we came back late.
Like was, what, 18 hours? Well, I just didn't want to leave. I was still meeting all kinds of awesome people there.
So was I.
Okay, I'm not saying this about the people that we met at the con.
Because you all were great.
Yeah, the people we met at the con, the most awesome people ever. This is just for the other people at the con.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people there.
When you go to the bathroom and you do your business, when you finish, they provide you with these things called sinks.
Mm-hmm.
Wash your freaking hands.
I've heard of those.
Yeah. Wash your hands.
I think some people need demonstrations.
When you make the potty, wash your hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That wasn't happening a lot that I saw.
Yeah. And like a dummy, I didn't do the whole hand sanitizer thing. Yeah.
Well, see, I was doing the hand sanitizer, so I don't know what was up. I mean, the whole time I was there, every time I went to the bathroom, and I didn't go to the bathroom that much, but when I went to wash my hands. There was plenty of soap, and there was no line at the hand dryer.
Yeah.
I don't like their creepy hand dryers, though, that you have to...
No, I don't like those either.
Hands up and down.
Because they would always cut off, and then your hands are still wet and clammy feeling. And I'm
these you just kind of go up and down. Up.
Yeah, no, but I don't think they were very...
They scare
effective.
Me.
Bleh.
It's technology.
Yeah, so anyway. So we didn't even get to watch the show, the new show, until...
We got back.
Monday, tonight. Yeah.
That was the thing. Whenever. I wanted to stay on the con floor as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And even when I left the table, whenever I'd walk down the aisles, if I saw anybody with a Doctor Who t-shirt...
Mm-hmm.
Bow tie, fez, anything Doctor Who related. There's some great costumes there this year. Especially, and I hope she goes to our Facebook page and tags her picture.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least tags her picture on the Baltimore Comic Con site so we can get her name.
The Dalek Girl.
The Dalek Girl was amazing. I'm going to call her Oswin.
Okay, cool.
Because this is a spoiler episode. Well, no, we're not supposed to spoil in this part. They're just talking about the con.
If they're listening... To this point, we've already warned them at the beginning.
Yeah, but I wanted the people at the con, though. Well, anyway, I think it was a great show.
Yeah, it was.
Great costumes. I saw, like, what, 4 David Tennants?
Oh, at least.
That were pretty accurate David Tennants.
I mean, I saw 2 at the same time.
Which, you know, wibbly-wobbly and all that is possible, but...
And one of them was from the, I can't say it right, Casterbarus? How do you say that one?
Casterbarus podcast?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
And he was a pretty cool guy.
Castor Boris?
I don't know. It's not that.
I always hear people pronounce Castor Boris.
So that was one that I had been meaning to check out for a while. So that's on my list of podcasts to listen to now.
Yeah, they're
amongst
pretty
the
good.
Other 20 million.
And now that we know, though, that you know they show up at cons that we show up at, we should definitely make more of a point to say hi to other shows.
Yeah, that'd be nice. We can have podcast friends.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so there's lots of cool people there that we get to get autographs from and sketches and all that.
Yeah, you had some great sketches.
Yeah, I had Josh Adams do a picture of Matt Smith in my sketchbook for me. My first sketchbook picture ever.
Was Matt Smith.
Yes.
You had to wait 11 doctors to get a sketch.
No, because I haven't been alive for that long.
You couldn't get your boyfriend David Tennant's sketch.
I just asked him to do something Doctor Who related. I was asking for a free sketch.
So you're not going to get picky.
Yeah.
It's a free sketch.
I mean, I felt like I was even pushing it just by asking for something Doctor Who related. But he had a lot of Doctor Who stuff out, and he had a great print of Sherlock. out. Mm-hmm. Which
oh, I saw that.
Yeah, if you go on my Facebook page, you can probably see it on there.
Well, they should be able to see them from the Dork Trek page. I mean, the... wow, wrong show,
we're still
huh?
doing that, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, the...
Playing Doctor.
Playing page. Doctor Facebook.
Yeah, I think I tagged it on there, so... Anyway...
Awesome print. But for everybody who's a new listener coming to us this week from Baltimore, hi.
Hi, guys. Hey, girl.
There was a lot of Adventure Time cosplay.
Yeah, which made me happy. And I got a sketch from the Adventure Time comic people.
Which was cool. Who'd you get sketched?
Goliad. Because this is my castle now.
This is my castle now.
I can't even do the voice anymore. I'm so tired.
Yeah. Because we're driving back, and I think Bill Clinton would have been a better voice for the Goliad. I did so well at the DNC, I thought I'd go ahead and show up on the podcast.
He walks into the White House and says, this is my White House now.
My White House now.
Yeah, and you have to do the creepy little head swirl with it.
Yeah, I don't know why that one thing freaked you out on the show.
It didn't so much... It freaked me out, but I don't know. The whole episode was really cool. And so they were kind of amped to get a request for Goliad, because I think, like, nobody has asked for it. They're all like, oh, draw Jake doing something wacky. Draw Lumpy Space Princess being all angry or something. And then I'm like, Goliad. Yes! I mean, they were actually, like, excited to be asked to draw Goliad, which I thought was cool.
I think it's because nobody can remember the name. Only you. Because you're, like, totally tripped up on this thing and love
it. I'm good with weird names, apparently.
You love Goliad.
Goliad. It's a freaky thing. It can do things with its mind, and it has a creepy little kid's voice, and it yells at things. Then it says, are you my mummy?
Speaking of Are You My Mummy, let's get back to Doctor Who.
Oh, yeah.
So let's go into the deep on spoiler episode of the week, which was...
Dinosaurs on a Spaceship!
Tired of these motherfucking dinosaurs on this motherfucking spaceship.
Yes. Well, actually, it was a good episode. I wasn't
It was.
But this was another, like, really, it was just fast. I mean, it was just started off fast. It just, the whole thing was just...
Oh, they didn't,
boom, boom, boom.
They didn't waste time with setting up.
No.
The doctors in ancient Egypt with Nephi.
What'd you call her?
Nephi.
The fairy's titty.
Nefertiti. Queen of the two lands.
Yeah.
Or Lady of the Two Lands. Mm-hmm. Queen of Egypt.
I can see
what
they
called her that too. Riddell from 1902. A big game hunter of the Alan Quatermain type.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he was pretty cool because this is the actor who played Lestrade on the
Sherlock
series.
Yeah. And I'm sitting there the whole time thinking, who is this guy? He looks so familiar.
Right. And since we both love Sherlock.
Yeah. But I've only seen one episode, so.
Yeah.
So, I get a pass for that, right?
Okay. Yeah. Rupert Graves. So it also had, as the two robots, David Mitchell and Robert Webb.
Okay.
Who are from Peep Show.
Which I've never seen, but you've shown me some of the videos that they do, the little one-off videos.
The little one-off thing with David Mitchell, David Mitchell's Soapbox, is a YouTube series that he does.
Mm-hmm.
Where he basically just sits around and bitches about something.
Which is great, because that's what I like to do. It's one of my favorite hobbies.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the first YouTube things that I subscribed to. With the different YouTube feeds and whatnot. Mm-hmm. That was one of the ones that I subscribed to early on. So it was kind of cool to see him.
Yeah. And then, of course, Amy and Roy are back.
Yes. But it's been 10 months since he saw them last.
So they're just starting to think, like, maybe he's not coming to pick us up
again. Yeah, he's kind of slowing down his visits.
And they've obviously patched things up, which is nice.
Yeah, well, they patched up things at the end of the episode last time.
Yeah, but, you never know if, like, things would maybe slip back or something. You know, I don't know.
Yeah. Now, Rory mentions that he's 31.
Uh-huh.
And he and Amy are the same age.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Amy was born in 1989.
Okay.
So, that means this is in the year 2020.
Okay.
Which is the same year that the Silurian episode took place.
Oh.
A couple of seasons ago. When the TARDIS lands.
Yeah.
And over on the cliff, or the hill across the way, we see the two figures come up and wave at them.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Amy and Rory 10 years in the future.
Weird that this was another Silurian episode.
And then this is a Silurian episode, because apparently this is all taking place on a giant Silurian ship that's going to crash into Earth.
Which is supposedly the size of Canada.
Yes.
It didn't look quite that big.
No, it didn't. But, you know.
Maybe.
Objects in the mirror. seem larger than
objects in space
can't
may
hear
be
you
larger
scream
than they appear in space.
Space. TARDISes on the inside are bigger than on the outside.
Okay.
So they accidentally kidnap Rory's dad, who's come over to change a light bulb for Rory.
And I did not know that Rory was Ron Weasley. That was really cool.
Well, okay, because Rory's dad, which is kind of weird because the actor's name is Mark Williams, and his character is Brian Williams.
So he only had to remember one name.
Yeah. Here's the cool thing. Brian Williams, though, is the anchor for the NBC Nightly News here in the United States.
Okay.
Okay? Mark Williams is the actor's name. Mark and Brian was a radio show that I used to listen to back in Alabama.
Oh, my gosh!
Mark and Brian went to Los Angeles and became even bigger disc jockeys on a bigger market and guest starred on an episode of Star Trek The Next Generation.
Geordi
transformed into the invisible lizard thing that glowed in the dark. So it all ties together.
This, yeah, it's a big
all because
circle of things.
So what was Ron Weasley's dad's name, Miss I Know Everything About?
I think it was Arthur.
Arthur Weasley?
Arthur Weasley.
I only know him as Mr. Weasley.
Yeah.
Ha! It was indeed Arthur Weasley. So, and Dad is pretty handy with everything.
Yeah, he carries gardening tools in his pocket.
Yeah.
And he carries his balls in his pocket, which can be handy.
What do you have in your pocket? Nothing but
my balls. They have grass on them.
I love the Roy's face at this moment when he's just like, oh my god.
Now, I noticed that the doctor knew Rory's dad's name, but he acted like he didn't know who he was, but then he says, oh, come on, Brian, or whatever.
Right. See, that was the thing. I didn't hear where he introduced him.
Right.
But I would have thought his dad would have been at the wedding.
Then why wouldn't he know who he was?
Why wouldn't he remember the doctor, since the doctor was obviously at the wedding and or at least at the reception?
Mm-hmm. But the doctor is kind of flighty and weird like that, so you could see him remembering that little bit of information about his name.
Yeah, but why wouldn't Brian remember him? From the, did you hear that?
Yeah.
Maybe it's
the refrigerator.
Well, it was definitely in the headphones.
Oops.
So anyway, sorry about that. We'll cut that part out. I'm not cutting anything out of this episode except that other section that we just cut out. Because, seriously, I woke up with chills this morning from the con. Anyway, enough about me. I like the episode.
It was good. It was very, it was a little bit on the wacky side for me at times, with the little background music and stuff.
You've got the doctor riding a dinosaur.
I know, but
that was pretty cool.
I'm saying that the music behind that whole scene, mm-hmm. It was just wacky.
So the doctor killed a guy.
Mm-hmm. Which doesn't happen very often anymore. He usually lets them get out.
Well, no, he usually sets it up so somebody else is going to kill them.
Right.
Where they get, justice or whatever, but he's not really hands-on with it. When he went to save Nefertiti, he drops off the little homing thing mm-hmm. that the missiles are locked onto,
mm-hmm.
so the Solomon's ship gets blown up.
Right. So
he bails.
Actually, yeah, but
so he knew, hey, boom.
That Filch guy was no good. He was evil.
So that's two Harry Potter actors in one episode.
Yeah.
So can we expect more this year?
Maybe. That would be awesome.
That could be.
You should have said mischief managed at the end.
Maybe. Because, the thing is, though, is that I like the ending with the little postcards that Dad was sending. Mm-hmm. But then there's the one postcard that came from Siluria with the TARDIS and the dinosaurs. So did Dad travel with the doctor at one point? Because he went to Pisa. He was in Rio de Janeiro.
I think so.
And then he's in Siluria?
Where the Silurians
come from?
And there's dinosaurs on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to figure out, did the dinosaurs on our planet
mm-hmm.
come from there originally?
No, were they bringing
dinosaurs back from our planet to their planet?
They took the dinosaurs to the past.
Okay, I'm confused. I need to watch it again, because I was
No, that I thought he took them back to the Silurians in the past.
Okay.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Because the whole premise of this is that the Silurians thought that the world was going to get destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
And what it turned out to be, this is a third Doctor adventure, where we meet the Silurians. They all went into stasis chambers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Basically, their entire society, because this object in space was coming, and it was going to crash into Earth. So they all froze themselves.
Right, and they made
until the crisis
ark.
Is over.
They made the Noah's Ark of dinosaurs.
And they also made this Ark of dinosaurs, which then later on got stolen by Solomon, who killed everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Which kind of ticked off the doctor. Because this guy's just very casual, but we just chucked him out the airlock.
Yeah, that guy's a jerk.
He needed to die.
Who are you to judge, mister?
I'm the editor, and this guy needs to be edited out of history.
Okay.
Because that's the other thing that we did this weekend, is come up with our Time Lord names, or yes. You did.
Yeah, I was just inspired.
Yeah, because I spend 30, 40 hours editing the Thursday show, so...
So you're the editor,
and
I'm the artist.
Because you made the kick-ass logo and all of our graphic shit.
And whenever you come up with your grand ideas, we can do this with our booth, and we can do this flyer, we can do this, and I'm like, really? Who are you going to get to do all this stuff? I'm going to have my art department work on it.
Yeah.
Meaning me.
Yeah, but it's mean and presumptuous if I say, well, you're going to do it. But if I say the art department's going to work on it, that's a layer of ambiguity there.
I think
it takes that fraction of a second for you to go, oh, the art department. Wait a minute. I'm the art department.
No,
And by then, I've had time to walk out of the room.
The second you start talking about some new idea that you've had, I'm like, uh-huh. I'm waiting for the part where you're going to say, and... You can do this. No, you don't do that.
I think since I spend so much time editing the episodes, you can spend a little time doing some art. You did a logo. I took the logo and put it on the headers.
You voluntarily spent 40 hours.
Not now.
Made the editing into a full-time job. Yeah.
But not now.
No.
Everything goes in the show now. Like
right.
This part, we should be talking about the episode.
We had fun.
And this was a good episode. It was a fun episode. We get to meet Rory's dad.
It reminded me of like a pulp adventure comic kind of thing.
Yeah. Riddell was very sexist.
Yeah, but he was great.
From 1902. So, yeah, definitely. Definitely a great character. Nefertiti was pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Arrogant. The whole interaction with her and Amy.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a queen?
Yes.
Yes, I am. That's the Ghostbuster rule.
Yeah. If someone asks you if you're a god, you
say
yes.
Yes. I did that all weekend at Baltimore. Anybody I saw in Ghostbuster costume, I made sure to ask.
Yeah, because if they...
Are you a god?
Yes.
And every one of them, one of them took a second to think about it and said, yes, I am.
Yeah.
The other one who was walking by our table, that gentleman, when I said, are you a god? He immediately went, yes, I am.
Because if they answer that question incorrectly, they probably shouldn't be wearing the Ghostbusters outfit.
That's exactly right.
There was something else I wanted to say about this episode. Oh, I know what it was. The scene with Weasley.
Okay.
Sitting on the
Brian
thing
Williams.
Yes.
That was awesome.
I just love that scene.
When he asked the doctor if he could, you know, do one more thing.
Yeah, and it was just a simple little thing. He just wanted to sit on the edge of the TARDIS and eat his little lunchbox sandwich
and look at the Earth as it
turns from night into day.
Now, you said that reminded you of those old pictures from the 30s.
Yeah, like, I guess they're building the Empire State Building. And
those steel workers.
Yeah, and they're sitting up on the beams, and they're all having their lunch. I mean, because he's got the exact lunchbox and everything, you know, just that little tin lunchbox, and he's eating a sandwich, and that's it.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool. Had his coffee.
I saw this thing on Tumblr earlier, you know, hadn't seen the episode yet, so I'm glad nothing was spoiled for me.
Mm-hmm.
But it was this... A scene from this show as an animated GIF.
Mm-hmm. You mean an animated GIF?
No, I mean animated GIF.
Well, you're wrong, but go ahead.
Anyway, so it's the scene where Brian is sitting at the edge of the TARDIS, and Amy and Rory are kind of standing there. The doctor's behind them, and the doctor kind of like is watching, and then he looks away, and he kind of has this look on his face, and Amy kind of glances to the side.
Mm-hmm.
And the quote underneath of it says... You always look so sad when you think nobody's looking. And when I saw that scene, I thought about that quote, and it was a little bit more striking to me.
I think the doctor's realizing he's not going to be with him much longer.
Yeah.
You know? Like Amy said, you know, we're starting to wonder, you know, one day something's going to happen to you, and we're just going to be left waiting for you, and you never come back.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, you'll be with me to the end of me. And she said, we're vice versa. And he's like...
And it got real kind of awkward there.
Yeah. Like, maybe he almost sort of knows something's going to happen?
I mean, we
don't know anything's going to happen, but...
Just out of numbers, though, the doctor's going to outlive them all.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and that's why, like, 10, when he was talking to Rose about why he leaves his companions on the Sarah Jane episode, he's like, I don't get any older. All of you do. You get old and die over and over. So he doesn't get close, and he leaves them before he gets too attached. He leaves them before... You know, they get older, and he sees them go down and die. So
it's got to be a hard life to
live. Well, it's like the whole Highlander thing.
Yeah.
Where on Highlander, you know, when Connor and Heather, and he has to see, you know, Heather get old and die, That's why the immortals don't marry, because...
That's sad.
It is.
I'm going to go cry now.
I generally do.
Thanks for bringing me down, mister.
Well,
we were having a good time talking about as an
immortal
dinosaurs and a motherfucking spaceship.
As an immortal, it's something I had to prepare myself for, that I'll see my great-grandchildren's funeral. Who wants to live forever? Me, Jack, Connor McCloud,
Duncan. So you're going to turn into the face of Bo?
I don't know.
And let your balls hang out?
The little baby Bo balls?
Yeah.
The baby-making balls? See, nobody gets that if they haven't listened to our other episodes, Bo's Balls.
Well, I would hope they have listened to them at this
point. Wasn't that the second episode? Or?
No, that was The Long Game.
The Long Game was Bo's Balls. Okay.
Oh, and that was something else I noticed, too. He said something like, how did Brian get on the ship? Mm-hmm. He said, did you get here by transmat or something?
Mm-hmm.
And just because I've been watching the series finale of, you know, first season, mm-hmm. Bad Wolf Parting of the Ways, it's all...
About transmats.
Transmat. So I was like... I've never heard it mentioned any other time.
Yeah, it's come up since, but not like a common thing.
Maybe it just stood out to me so much because I
blue car.
Been thinking about it. Yeah, it's the blue car syndrome.
Yeah.
The blue box syndrome.
Yeah, because everywhere I go, once I got a blue box, then everywhere I went, I saw somebody else with a blue box.
Yeah, and they're usually porta potties.
And there's a lot of blue boxes in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least this last weekend.
Yes.
That's what I wanted. Oh, before we go, intervention is next weekend, not this coming weekend.
Right. 20, is it 21st, 22nd, whatever that weekend is.
21st and 22nd.
Okay.
23rd. Friday, Saturday,
yeah.
Sunday. I think it starts at 2 on Friday.
Okay.
And goes through like 3 or 4 on Sunday.
Yeah. It's a great time. It's when it's like $40 for the entire weekend.
Something like that, or 45.
So... 40.
Think. I don't know. Go to the site.
Yeah.
It's interventioncom.com. No. interventioncon.com.
We need to go take some
I'm sick.
Drugs.
I've been talking all weekend. My throat... I had to drink tea to get my throat to this point. You make those little funny things that people can't see on the podcast,
uh-huh.
because this is audio. And then I get in trouble when I make comments.
What?
Oh, and if you check out this week, Bob's Boneyard, which came out Monday.
Yeah.
The 10th of
yes.
September. Because we actually make an appearance over there with our good friend Bob France and Drew Moss.
Oh, yeah. And Drew did an amazing David Tennant sketch card
for us.
Oh,
my gosh, yes. We tried to sell it, but then I just kept it.
Maybe we should auction it off.
I'm not going to.
Show.
That's mine.
Although, oh, yours.
Although I think I might have accidentally left it in your car.
Oh, then whose is it?
It's mine.
Whose is it?
It's my sketch card now.
Okay, so everybody's homework is to go find the Goliad episode of Adventure Time and watch that. It's
yeah,
on Cartoon
well,
Network.
No, it's... Oh, wow. This show's running way longer than the 15 minutes.
We talked about a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but...
And we're a little loopy.
We are very tired and sick, and I probably won't be able to talk tomorrow.
And we're suffering for the show.
Yeah.
Because that's
but
the kind of people
please
are.
Know, though, don't be offended if we use hand sanitizer immediately after we shake your hand.
This is why.
It's for your protection and the next person's.
Yes.
To help. You know, at least you know if you shake my hand, I sanitized just before I met you because of the last person.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because of you. I'm just passing it down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I want to do the webcomics guy, Scott Kurtz, started a thing with the con nod, and he took a lot of flack for that. But I like
mm-hmm.
that. Or the fist bump.
I like the fist bump, but I always feel awkward.
I know. It's just like, I want to shake hands and greet and everything.
And everybody does the fist bump, but like some people got to like...
I don't do the little exploding. It's not TNT. It's not some kind of nitroglycerin or nitro 9. It's just,
but I like how my daughter
do the terrorist
does. She
fist
does this
bump.
One and she goes, ooh.
Okay. But if you see us, we'll probably shake hands with you.
Yeah. And then we'll be sick.
Yeah, again. Well, not because of you, but because of that other person that
yeah.
we shake hands with.
Yeah.
You're our favorite listener.
You
specifically.
You personally. We love you.
Not the guy behind the bush over there, but you. Yeah,
not that angel over there on the sidewalk.
Yeah. All right, folks.
So anyway, make sure you tell your friends about us and check us out on Facebook, like
yep.
us, and follow us on Twitter at Playing Doctors.
Go to our website, playingdoctorpodcast.com. Go to Facebook / Playing Doctor. Go
mm-hmm.
to the Twitter is at
playing doctors.
On Google Plus, it's the short link is gplus.to/playingdoctor.
Mm-hmm.
We're on the iTunes. We have an RSS feed, and because I've got some feedback about Stitcher, I'm trying to figure that out.
Yeah, we'll get to that eventually because okay. I think it'll help. But we have a phone number too, but I don't feel like looking it up right now.
We do have a phone number. What is the phone number?
Fine, I'll look it up. 434-993-TIME. That's 434-993-8463 if your phone does not have numbers or letters or something on it. If you have a rotary dial, maybe.
I don't know.
I would be very jealous.
Blackberries, if they have the full keyboard, it doesn't have the same number-letter correlation.
Okay. So it's like whatever. There's a number out there.
Yeah.
You can call us. And tell us.
And if you leave a message, we might use it on the show. We might not. So if you leave a message, it's our property to make fun of you or.
Mm-hmm. And you can even prank call us when you're drunk after a con or something.
That would be awesome.
That would be.
Have we got any calls?
No. I meant to do it when I was drunk at the con the other day, but then I got too drunk and forgot.
That's always a problem. Maybe that's why nobody's calling us. They're intending to call us drunk, but then they get too drunk and forget. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we've got to go. The TARDIS is here. We're out of here. Yeah, anyway. All right, so I hope to see you guys at Intervention. If not, catch us online. Bye. Bye.